Welcome to Remarkable Radio, the show where you'll meet noteworthy people, places, and things from around the country and in your town. Your host is best-selling author Mark Imperial, celebrated marketing strategist, branding expert, and voice for some of the world's most famous and loved brands. Remarkable Radio is sponsored by ImperialAction.com, the only integrated media and digital marketing agency specializing in helping small business and professional practices attract customers and clients for life. Now, here's your Remarkable Radio host, Mark Imperial.
I'm Mark Imperial, and welcome to Remarkable Radio. Achieving all we want, when coupled with today's complexities, can cause us to feel overwhelmed, blocked, or just plain stuck. And this is true for individuals, work teams, and entire companies. Progress, productivity, and performance suffer, while negativity grows. Linnea Hagen calls this stuckness, and that's the title of her latest book. How can we and our companies move from stuckness to achieve at a high level, with more energy, less stress, while building productivity, profits, and people? The answer is inspiration, and that's what we will discuss today with Linnea Hagen. Linnea is an organizational development consultant specializing in strategic planning and leadership development. In 25-plus years of coaching and consulting, she's helped hundreds of businesses and individuals achieve more with greater satisfaction in less time. She's a best-selling author, radio host of Abundance Leadership, a speaker and trainer. She holds 4 degrees, including an MS in Organizational Development from the University of San Francisco, and is the founder of The Abundance Company. Linnea, welcome to the show.
Mark, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you.
So, Linnea, how is inspiration different from motivation?
Mark, motivation involves an act of will. It's personality or ego-based, which eventually burns out. Inspiration, however, is soul-based. It lifts us up and energizes us from within. And it really has no burnout point.
So what exactly is the impact of inspiration?
Wow, it's huge. A person who is fueled by inspiration has more passion, more focus, and less stuckness, as I call it. As for companies, they make more revenue, higher profits, and naturally attract more customers because it feels good to do business with them. There's less employee turnover. There's higher productivity because it's a place where people want to work and want to do their best. In a place like that, goals become outdated and become only means to an end, not the ends within themselves.
So how can a company then become inspiring?
Well, Mark, it starts at the top. You can't have an inspiring organization without inspiring leadership. And inspiring leadership comes from the leader becoming an inspiring person. And in order to be inspired, the leader needs to own a deep sense and certainty of his or her deep why, what I call their golden purpose, as a human being on this planet. He or she then becomes a higher ground leader and leads based on that. Once any of us, you or I or a leader or the mail carrier, knows our golden why, this golden purpose, we're never the same. And from that place, we breathe into ourselves a whole new life and become more inspiring people.
You have a success model to illustrate how this works on a company-wide basis. Tell us about that.
Well, I created a model called the Ecosystem of Success. And it's organic, like us and our businesses. And if you think of a child's triangular drawing of a Christmas tree, it kind of started like that, as a triangle, with my strategic business plan tool on top. That's the results. That's what people see. That's what they measure in their company and in their lives. And this is where I help my clients first define their vision of personal success. That's the very tip top. That's the top dream. And then the business stuff, the vision, the mission, their strategies for marketing and sales and hiring, all their measurables and their projects kind of form a pyramid of building blocks to take my clients up to the top to their dream. In other words, your business and what you're doing professionally is just your vehicle to get you to what you really want in your life. So what I call the golden purpose, if you're looking at this as a tree with all this other stuff on top that I just described, that purpose forms the trunk of the tree and it runs up and through the entire structure above earth, but also down deep into the earth. It's very deep and it is very powerful. And it impacts everything above ground. It impacts the revenue. It impacts the productivity and profits and the dream. So feeding that core, that golden purpose, that why, underneath the ground is a root system comprised of the several areas of who we are. It's our relationships, our community network, our relationship with money. And these things either feed us or bleed us, and feed or bleed that core, the trunk, that golden purpose. Now, the most powerful of these roots is our thoughts and beliefs, what's called memes. When we're infused with this golden why, the inspiration and the passion and positivity we experience and grow into and inspired by can actually negate or dilute many of the negative thoughts and beliefs that drive us. So we get unstuck, we can move forward in the direction of our dreams, we become stronger leaders, and then above ground leadership, in my model, becomes the rein of the ecosystem, and it feeds not only the top and the results, but also then the roots of the organization down below.
So tell us about the profitability of purpose.
Well, organizations that develop purpose-based higher ground leadership have more revenue, higher profits, and attract more customers. This has been shown over many years by the work of the Secretan Institute, which created higher ground leadership and the work in which I'm certified. And Dr. Lance Secretan and his people have demonstrated over many years on a global level with numerous leaders that what happens is the leader through this process lights a spark within himself by defining his golden purpose. This then lights a flame in the organization, which lights a torch in the community, and it creates oneness or one dream that can actually infuse the community. And this oneness is actually now being adopted by entire cities. It's incredible. Louisville, Kentucky is one of those cities. And they have the same impressive results with revenue and productivity and profits. And can also build on a personal level better relationships, but also on a community level better relationships and higher self-esteem and more courage. And when a leader has more courage and becomes a person of deep purpose, he or she then becomes a more authentic, a more truthful, more loving, more effective servant type of leader. And then, as I said, that becomes the rein in the ecosystem. And of course, I guide my clients through all of this.
Absolutely fascinating. So could you paint us a picture and tell us, like, how do you work?
In a nutshell, there's a lot here, mm-hmm. but in a nutshell, I provide marketing strategies and leadership development to grow profits, productivity, and people for my clients, to get them unstuck and build organizations that inspire the soul.
Gotcha. So any other final words for our listeners? Anything else you want us to know?
I do. I'm happy to have people contact me for a complimentary strategies or leadership consultation. They can get a hold of me at theabundancecompany.com. They can also get a free recording of my Achieve Your Dreams webinar, where they'll actually help define their golden purpose, and they'll leave with strategic plans to create the pathways necessary to achieve what they most want. And also, I'm happy to give free access to my book, Stuckness, 140 Insights and Tips to Get Unstuck, Get Going, and Get What You Want. And they can also check this out on my blog at abundanceleadership.com or theabundancecompany.com website. Mm-hmm. And then the Ecosystem of Success model is viewable at ecosystemofsuccess.com.
Linnea, this has been absolutely fantastic. I appreciate you sharing with us here at Remarkable Radio, and I wish you continued success.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate your generosity and your gracious spirit.
Thank you. I'm Mark Imperial, and this is Remarkable Radio. We'll be back right after this.